Travel World.
Another Travel World Report with Willem Backus,
Stephen Pickford,
and Good Eats in the Salisbury, Massachusetts, north of Boston area. I had a terrific meal at the Hungry Traveler restaurant in Salisbury.
You certainly were a hungry traveler, Willem.
One of the most delicious, juiciest prime rib that I have ever had.
You asked for the finest and largest cut, and you certainly received it.
Oh, delicious. And if you like ice cream at all, there's no better place than Hodgie's Ice Cream in Amesbury.
Amesbury, Mass. Was the carriage capital of America at the turn of the century between the 1800s and 1900s. It could have been the Detroit of the carriage world, and there's a carriage museum there. It brings back that wonderful time of Victorian elegance. That's in Amesbury, Massachusetts, but you're going to work up that appetite. Spend it under the tall pine trees at Hodgie's. Pete Hodge and his family and friends will welcome you.
Oh, that ice cream is so delicious. They make it as homemade, and one of the other favorites that's nearly at the end of the summer is apple pie ice cream. They actually sit there and bake fresh apple pies and cut it into the most delicious vanilla ice cream. Other places that are great to eat, when you're at Salisbury Beach, you don't even need to leave the beach to have good eats, because there's the Hobo Cafe with Chef Howie, recently established on Salisbury Beach. He's a genuine gourmet chef and cooks amazing breakfasts and lunch for reasonable prices.
Just down the road, further south in the north of Boston area, is the home of the fried clam, where the fried clam was invented in Essex, Woodman's. And they line up outside the door to get those fried clams and other great seafood delicacies. All family priced, because this is a destination that caters to the family traveler.
Join us again on another edition of Travel World Reports.
Travel World will continue.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Travel World.
This is Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
And on today's Travel World Report,
Sucrerie de la Montagne. It's been open 23 years. It's run by a gentleman by the name of Pierre Fauché, tourism ambassador for the province of Quebec worldwide. He heads to trade shows around the world to share Quebecois hospitality and some of the traditions and culinary treats that the old-time habitant farmers put on their tables.
More than just a regular sugar shack, because there's plenty of them in the Montreal area, it involves a total experience. You walk into it like a farm, you get a little ride, it teaches you a little bit about how they make the food that they do, and their food is famous for their high quality and great taste.
Oh, just look at the menu, from pea soup, baked beans, maple glaze, smoked ham, souffle omelette, tortilla meat pies. It is a complete feast, as would be served by a French-Canadian farm family in the 19th century.
One of the things that makes a great big difference at this particular place is Pierre Fauché himself. The unique sense of humor and the blend of his presentation make it something really special, this particular visit.
Pierre Fauché is the man who presents a presence everywhere on the property, with his beard and his big smile, his habitant sash. You cannot miss Pierre Fauché when you walk on site at Sucrerie de la Montagne. You can even stay on site there now, because they have cabins in a yesteryear village for $80 per person, including lodging and dinner and breakfast. So you can create your own 19th century travel experience at the Sucrerie de la Montagne, just outside of Montreal.
Join us again for another report on the Travel World Reports. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.